the Israel-Palestine peace. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program's available for podcast.
Hi, this is Danette Gorman from HelpSyriasKids.org. We are connecting the Hudson community with a Syrian refugee camp in Ketermaya, Lebanon. You're listening to WGXC Acra.
Test, test.
Testing, testing.
Bump me up.
Bump, 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 bump it up. Bump, bump, bump it up.
That's good. Bump. Hey, it's me, Holly Tanner.
And it's me, Justin Weaver.
We are your co-hosts of Something to Talk About, which you can only hear on
WGXE 90.7 FM.
Your place for live local radio. Be sure to tune in second and fourth Wednesday of every month at
2 p.m. till 3 p.m.
We'll talk to you then.
Don't miss us.
What's going on, Justin? Anything?
I don't know. You know, I just got a phone call the other day, and I can't stand these telemarketers. It's like off the wall crazy. I don't know, Holly. Let's talk about it.
People are talking about people. I hear the whisper. You won't believe it.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai's Light Into Night, an annual benefit auction, 6:30 p.m. Saturday, September 15th at the Studio Barns of Art Omai in Ghent, New York. Featuring a rustic food hall style meal presented by the Flammery of Kinderhook and Oak Pizzeria Napolitana of Hudson, plus avant-garde happenings and innovative performances by Art Omai alumni and friends. Lighten Tonight also includes a silent auction throughout the evening, as well as live auctions featuring vacation destinations and mono.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
You've tuned into All Together Now, WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves.
Controlled.
On air, in air, channel.
Connection.
And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Acre, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, September the 14th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Florence drenching the Carolinas. Also on the Friday rundown, a possible Manafort plea deal. Welcoming Week promotes unity. And Pennsylvania's governor rallies for higher wages for security guards. The nation's top story, Hurricane Florence spreading heavy rain and strong winds into the Carolinas, kicking off an agonizing crawl through the southeast into early next week. The Weather Channel forecasts that will produce catastrophic inland rainfall, flooding, life-threatening storm surge, and destructive winds. 6 feet of storm surge was flooding western Pimlico Sound, including the city of New Bern, last night. Today, hundreds of people from across the state will gather in Belleville, just outside Detroit, for a conference dedicated to making immigrants and refugees feel welcome in the Great Lakes State.
The idea of the Coming Together for Our Communities Summit is to put the unity in community during National Welcoming Week, which includes hundreds of events across the country and dozens in Michigan. Christine Sauvay with the nonprofit group Welcoming Michigan thinks in this current political climate, it's more important than ever to stand together.
Because folks from many of the communities we work with are feeling under attack. And so we're working for the vision and trying to make their communities more inclusive and supportive for immigrants and refugees.
She adds some of the groups attending the conference were galvanized by the Trump administration's short-lived policy of separating immigrant children from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. Now the feds are challenging the court decision that says migrant children cannot be held for longer than 20 days. The administration is also expected to propose a rule change that makes it harder for migrants who rely on social programs like food assistance to become permanent residents. I'm Suzanne Potter.
President Donald Trump's ex-campaign chair Paul Manafort tentatively agreed to a plea deal with a special counsel Robert Mueller that will head off his upcoming second trial, that according to ABC News. The New York Post reports the feds expected to announce the agreement in court Friday, but it remained uncertain whether Manafort agreed to cooperate with prosecutors in the Russia probe. A highway contractor found to be not withholding West Virginia payroll taxes for a decade is being required to pay back only 2 years' worth. Dan Hyman has our report.
Florida industrial painting company Seminole Equipment was the low bidder on a South Charleston bridge project. Steve White with the Affiliated Construction Trades says through payroll records, the union found Seminole hadn't withheld state payroll taxes for about $10 million in contracts going back 11 years. White says the union filed a complaint and even picketed last fall, but he says the state put a lien on Seminole for only the last 2 years' worth of withholding.
How could a company not withholding income tax not be required to make good on that? If it was a person locally that hadn't paid for 11 years and they got caught, we'd all be expecting them to pay up.
The West Virginia State Revenue Department lien is for more than $160,000 for accrued withholding interest additions to tax and penalties. Neither Seminole nor the Revenue Department returned calls requesting comment.
Estimates are the company may owe the state close to $500,000 for improper withholding. If the employees file state tax returns, West Virginia's on the hook for any refunds. Governor Tom Wolf standing with security officers this week in Pittsburgh as they rally for $15 an hour in their next contract. More from Andrea Sears.
Just a little more than 3 years ago, security officers in the city were paid as little as $7.50 an hour. But more than 1,000 joined Service Employees International Union Local 32BJ and won a contract that has raised their pay to $12 an hour or more, with additional benefits such as employer-paid health insurance and paid holidays. According to Sam Williamson, the Western Pennsylvania District Director for the union, Wolf's presence at the rally this afternoon sends an important message.
The governor made it clear that he supports the right of workers to organize, he supports the labor movement, and supports workers who are fighting for $15 an hour wages.
He says the workers also are being supported in their negotiations by other public officials, including Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto and State Representative Ed Gainey.
The union says from airport workers in Philly to security officers in Pittsburgh, workers are still struggling to make ends meet. And finally, Catherine Davis Young reports Arizonans this month have a chance to join in celebrating an endangered species success story.
There were only around 22 California condors left in the world in the 1980s. They're still critically endangered and face a number of environmental and man-made threats. But thanks to conservation efforts, condor numbers have been rising steadily for decades. The population is now around 500, and about 85 live in northern Arizona and southern Utah. The Peregrine Fund will release several captive-bred young California condors at Vermilion Cliff Cliffs National Monument next week. Chris Parrish with the Peregrine Fund encourages the public to come see the birds take flight in their new Arizona home.
It's a program in action that people have access to, and that's something unique for endangered species management.
This is the 23rd year that condors are being released in Arizona. Have a great weekend. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.
Most of the election results for the primary election for state and local offices, Thursday, September 13th, are in. Governor Andrew Cuomo is the winner for governor against Cynthia Nixon. At 9:30 p.m., the Associated Press called the election for Cuomo, who won roughly 65% to 34%. Nixon called Cuomo to concede in a concession speech. She said, quote, "In our campaign, we took on one of the most powerful governors, and it wasn't easy," unquote. Cuomo stayed at home in Albany on election night. He has been avoiding reporters for 2 days. Nixon nearly doubled the amount of votes Zephyr Teachout got in a primary against Cuomo in 2014, and her vote total would have beaten him that year too. But Cuomo also got more votes this year, as turnout was much higher. There were more than 1.1 million votes cast in 2018 in this primary, compared to about 570,000 in 2014. Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins and Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro face Cuomo on the November ballot. The AP also called the lieutenant governor race for Kathy Hochul, who won about 53% of the vote, versus Jumaane Williams. She faces Republican Julie Killian and the Green Party's Gia Lee in November. Letitia James, the New York City public advocate, beat Zephyr Teachout, Sean Patrick Maloney, and Leticia Eve in the Democratic primary for attorney general. James will face Republican Keith Walford and Michael Sussman on the Green Party line, Vincent Messina on the Independence Party line, and Nancy Slua on the Reform line in November. Slua won the Reform Party primary for Attorney General, beating Michael Diedrich and Christopher Garvey with 53% of the vote. Locally, Tistra Hotling is leading Don Boisian, both in Rensselaer County and in Columbia County. In Columbia County, 271 to 150 was the total for Hotling, the New Lebanon town clerk. In Rensselaer County, she got 54% of the vote to Boisian's 45%. The winner takes on Republican Jake Ashby in the 107th Assembly District in November. Juan Figueroa leads incumbent Paul Van Blarkum in a Democratic primary for the Ulster County Sheriff nomination, several thousand more votes than Van Blarkum, who previously got the Democratic nominations, but not this year, after he was photographed with Donald Trump and said several controversial statements as sheriff. We may have buried the lead, though. The biggest story of the night was that actual Democrats may take over the New York State Senate in November, as several of the IDC Democrats who voted with Republicans are losing primary elections around the state. 6 of 8 former IDC members lost their primary elections, which sets the stage for Democrats to take over if they win in November. Two other Independence Party races. In the Assembly District 106 for the Independence Party line, Democrat Assembly Member Dee Dee Barrett is losing slightly to challenger William Truitt, 229 to 224, with 75 of 81 districts reporting. The Independence Party line in Rensselaer County for District Attorney, incumbent Joel Abelov, is behind Mary Pat Donnelly, 637 to 457. See these election results and more on the newsroom at wgxc.org. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts partly sunny Friday with high near 77, a low around 60. Saturday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 2 p.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 78 and a low around 61. And Sunday should be mostly sunny and clear with a high near 79 and a low around 59. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, creative community radio.
WGXC will host a record fair Sunday, September 16th at Basilica Soundscape. Regional vendors selling vinyl, cassettes, and other media
from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
This is a special invite to join us for a fantasy after party at the Half Moon. DJs spinning all vinyl sets from 5 p.m. on. $5 suggested donation at the door goes to supporting this radio station and the programming you know and love.
Keep the boogie. Don't stop.
Tune in special programming this week on WGXC, 9 a.m. Friday morning. WGXC's morning show brings you election results. 2 p.m. Friday on Hudson Valley Sound. Tune in an interview with violinist Tim Fain previewing his show at Hudson Hall this weekend. And you also hear new tracks from Rodney Allen Greenbutt's brand new electronic album from the Catskill artist. At 8 p.m., there's an extra web stream with Los Doggies and EO and Teton performing at High Low in Catskill. Tune in for all this special programming all week on 90.7 FM WGXC. With new local music on this week on the air, Modesky Martin and Wood from Woodstock have a new single, Anonymous Skulls, from their Alarm Will Sound record on Indirecto Records. Rodney Allen Greenblatt's album Beep Beep Type Music is out. Liam Singer, who runs High Low in Catskill, has a new album called Finish Him. The band Soundhouse, which is Matt Harrell with music and words from Edwin Torres, they have a new 7-inch out. Two cassettes released locally lately, one from Jen Cutler called Worth, another from Paolo Yota called Free Genghis. That's from the BuddhaKiba.com label. Also, a new CD released recently, Nima Ashes' Give Me Fire for Your Love from the People of Planet Earth Records label is now playing on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Next, we have these reports.
This is Florence Foster Jenkins speaking.
And Dean Martin. Hi, Ellen Thurston.
Hi, Tom DiPietro. I'm glad you're in such a good mood today.
Why? Is this like, don't I know better? That the world is a mess and everything's horrible?
This coming week is a big event at the Basilica Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure everybody's heard about it.
Is that it? Go further with that? Yeah, it's a big event. It's called Soundscape.
Yep.
Basilica Soundscape. Oh, and look who's here. Speaking of Soundscape.
I went to the other office.
Oh, man.
I was afraid of that. We've moved, folks.
Yeah.
I'm walking in off the street into the... Here. Yeah?
Yep. That's, yeah.
Melissa is here, folks.
We're bringing it to the street, man.
I know. I like your window.
Yeah. No one can hear you yet, so you're on the microphone, though.
Ground level, WGXC on Warren Street.
Yep.
New spot.
The voice you now hear is Melissa Uftemer.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Ellen. Tom, cozy place to be with you two.
It's fairly cool right now. Sometimes it gets a little...
muggy in here and hot.
Sort of heavy.
Yeah, we're not really too hampered, by the way. But we won't go into that.
Well, it's been a heat wave, I don't know if you've heard. It's hurricane season everywhere. So
Melissa, in case you don't know, is the co-proprietor, owner...
Co-founder.
And director. Well, and director of Basilica Hudson.
Yeah. And Basilica Soundscape is around the corner.
And Basilica Soundscape is around the corner in the sense that... Well, it's around the corner if you go down to Front Street and down that way.
110 South Front Street, actually, to be precise.
Oh, excuse me, Ellen Thurston. But it begins...
Tomorrow,
Friday night.
Doors at 6.
Are there tickets left?
There are.
Okay, someone told me they're like really well sold already.
We are the most consistent art space I've ever been a part of. It's like down to like, you know, Godspeed, for example, Black Emperor have played at Basilica 3 times in the last 7 years. Every year we sell within 10 tickets the same amount of tickets.
Wow.
The predictability of the people, even if they change with the same types and the same amounts, come every year. So one thing we have is consistency. But yeah, there's always like just enough room and sold just enough. You know, we're not too mainstream and we are...
Well, you have plenty of room there, don't you?
Yeah, well, it's limited capacity compared to festivals at large.
Right.
We are a miniature...
Mini
festival, yeah, yeah. But there's tickets available at the door, but they're in advance online. They're slightly more affordable.
But you're selling some one-day tickets too, aren't you?
Yeah, you can get a weekend, you can get a one-day. There's discounts for 12534 zip code locals, bring ID.
Discounts.
Yep, student and seniors as well, of course.
Seniors.
I don't qualify.
But it started tomorrow, and today I was in there listening to what I've always been dreaming of in the 8 years that we've had Basilica is an orchestra. So tomorrow night, for the first time, Basilica will have a 50-piece orchestra. It's the Orchestra Now from Bard.
Have you heard them
They were rehearsing today.
Yeah.
That's James Bagnell, right?
The Bagnell is a conductor, and then Stephen O'Malley is the composer. He's a big doom metal legend, and it's his first composition for orchestra, and it's the first international premiere.
Premiere, Ellen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. USA premiere of a big orchestra piece made by a long-haired doom metal man that you might see walking around town. He was just looking at records and buying coffee.
That's funny because, I have seen some sketchy characters walking around town today, and now I realize why. It's all soundscape.
They come to
soundscapians
for the weekend. Yes, we call exactly. Them Sapiens, yes. Homo soundscapians. Great. But that's tomorrow. So actually, people are asking. I'll be there all weekend. Friday and Saturday are evenings, and then Sunday is noon to 5. WGXC Record Fair, fun.
Don't forget Ellen.
And Shanika McIntosh doing Triptych, The Return of a Law, and like great poets, writers, performers, music. So Sunday is a real feel good brunch, free, open fundraising for WGXC as well as just more local focused talent. And then Friday and Saturday, the ticketed events. You can come to all or you can choose one, and I will give like a blip for example on Friday, the orchestra I mentioned, and Grouper. She's a very mysterious, amazing, just piano and voice. She's from the Northwest. She plays very rarely, so people are coming from all over to see her. She doesn't do a lot of performances, so imagine orchestra and fragile voice with piano on Friday, and much, much more, but I'm just painting the mood. And then on Saturday, really eclectic, from like big contemporary dance performance to Nick Zinner and Hacks and Cloak, who are basically electronic, and then Bard graduate soundscapey yeah's guitar player doing a collaboration. Then there's writers in the rafters, lots of poets and speakers. So
Saturday's
more eclectic. Yep, we're doing the writers in the rafters always. But so many, Saturday's packed and really, really unique. And tomorrow is I say come for the whole weekend, but people can come whenever they like, or check our website is very full of information. You can see a lot of who these different artists are, discover them. A lot of people say I don't know any of them. That's the point. We're in for discovery. Come discover. And a lot of them have nothing to do with one another, because that's the other thing, is mix matching and putting things that normally wouldn't be together.
It's funny you mention that, because I asked one of my young hipster friends, Alan, like, who are these people? Who should I? And they didn't know. And I thought, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
even the hipsters don't know.
Is avant-garde up and coming? I'd say 50% have traveled around the world, and others are kind of more New York or happen to be in like U.S. underground artists that are very important in their voices right now.
And the website links to a lot of their stuff if you want to introduce yourself to them before you get there. Because I know Ellen, for example, likes to sing along. So, you know, if she kind of...
Yes.
So it's just where she
can... Scream along. Hum along with something with no words at all. Yeah. Dance
along. But, you know, you like to know a little bit before you get there.
No lyrics needed. Yeah.
And then also the visual art, which is a huge component, because anyone who's been to Basilica are... beautiful turn of the century, last century factory is just the central muse. Everything, you know, it just, everything is beautiful, full or empty. And we've invited different artists throughout the year, visual artists, to occupy the space, to create installations, to really bring the space alive. And that has been a really exciting part of this program all the time. The first one we ever did was with Matthew Barney, you know, the big conceptual video / artist, and we had him create a...
I remember.
Oh, that was one of my favorite things that ever happened. Him and his composer did a very, like a installation sound mashup that has never been done before and never been done again. But and then we also had like Sterling Ruby, a large, like, people come and occupy the space. And this year, there's multiple corners occupied by all amazing women with incredible... Were we getting Lolly to call in or no? Was that a funny thing?
I was just going to say.
I wonder...
Layla...
There's a nice program that's fold-out newspaper style.
Oh, yes.
Style.
I just got the program. That's why I'm like trying to look at everything.
And all of this can be accessed by going to basilicahudson.org, correct?
Yes, basilicahudson.org. Okay. Yes, lots of basilica soundscapes.
Is there a call-in place for any of this, or no?
I do recall that our phone starts ringing off the hook, and there's people in the office. Yeah, they often answer, and the answer usually that we will give is just come down. Come down and see. The visual art is...
110 South.
110 South Street.
Four websites. Very
look at
helpful.
That, Alan. Look at that.
I know. Whoa. It's great.
I just opened it for the first time. Okay, great. We got a poster for your wall, free.
Mm.
It's pretty. Look at our pretty building.
Yeah, look, everyone.
It's really nice.
It's pretty cool, though. It's a basilica with the date.
It's 2018. And, so Lale, we may or may not. This is the sixth of Soundscape and the eighth year of Basilica.
There you go.
But Lale Koramian, she's a Catskill-based artist that I've socially known for years. She did an interesting installation over the Catskill Mill, the one on Main Street. Mm-hmm. saw it through a window when I was checking out Hilo and other activities over in Catskill. I noticed these beautiful kimonos installation with light boxes, and reached out to Lale separately from that, our collaborator on Brandon Stutzi from the Creative Independent. He was originally with Pitchfork. That we used to present this
week. He was on this show.
Yeah. I realize I should have him with me right now, but he's checking out. He just arrived. And
doing a sound check?
Yeah, he's just walking the factory, drinking the waves. So he had heard about a Catskill-based artist, and I was like, of course, Lale. He's like, what's her stuff like? Well, because we're always looking for... women who work on large scale, men too. We've had many men occupy it, and the thing is interesting to see like who works on small scale of visual art and who works on large scale. And so it is actually hard in general to find someone who can tackle a 7,000 square foot room, and Lale has done it. She's been working all week. It is so gorgeous. So there's installations in the rafters, as there are often, and there's other corners with a textile artist, Yungo Hong from the RISD world over in Providence. Lots of New Englanders coming from the whole Northeast, and there's just a something in every corner. There's actually a really amazing video artist. We do a kiln film series, or old kiln. You know, Basilica was a forge and foundry of steel.
Little room on the eastern side.
Yeah, so it's like a, concave ceiling slat. It's a miniature little screening room. We always have video installations there, and we were introduced to the work of a South African video artist, a woman named Tabata Razer, and she agreed, via just reaching out to her, can we have a loop of your work going on all weekend? They're really interesting. She's got a great website if anybody wants to discover. But so there's video art, there's textile art, there's kimonos haunting our rafters, there's every space is used. And then the number one thing about experiencing and building, the way that we build it and program it, is so that it's not a festival where you have to choose one thing over the other. There's plenty of you move from space to space. Sometimes there's two different stages, the North Hall and the Main Hall. There's the up in the rafters where we just sometimes do like the writers speak up there. But the idea is that you don't have to you're not on overload. You're not missing anything. There's enough time to breathe, to see everything. Time in between, so you can discover the installations, great food court. So Nicola Boo from Elementary Kitchen, who technically our chef in residence, who's been working out of there for years, she always makes incredible food. Then we have late night food is the new yummy food truck that everyone loves in Hudson.
Alan's been there. Yeah, I've been there.
The band Clap Your Hands Say Yeah is at the Colony Cafe September 15th. Here is their song, Down Is Where I Wanna Be.
To the weather, I show you I don't care about no long key street. You're out of luck, can't use your sense. You can't expect the government to let you in. Who am I to sympathize?
if we were together. I feel love should be enough to get it easily done. Maybe love is competition that makes us raise the bar and better ourselves. We could be so good if we work together.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
WGXC believes in community. We are a hands-on participatory radio station and serve many communities. WGXC's volunteer programs range in age from 9 to 84 and come from all walks of life. What they produce is as varied as the communities we serve. WGXC is an unbiased source for local news and cultural affairs information. Programming made by and for youth airs daily, and our celebrated musical programming is unique, diverse, and eclectic.
Wave Farm programs are made possible, in part, by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered in Greene County by the Greene County Council on the Arts, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the Foundation for Contemporary Arts, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors.
Next, we have these reports.
Yeah, Lower Marks is coming in because the Out of Darkness walk is this weekend. We back. Big Vern, Slay, Diddy, Rainier, a.k.a. Grand Finale. And this is a special moment. Slay, I got to get the clap right away. I'm going to give Laura like a million claps, man, because ever since we started our relationship with Laura, man, we went to another level, man. Mm-hmm. She has taken Drive Time to another level. So, Slay, I want you to just give the backstory of how we originally first met Laura, and then we'll go from there.
So, Laura is actually a big part of our show's history.
About history,
And we're not just saying that to make you smile, but you are, because you kind of changed the way we brought in guests.
Yeah.
When we had like really powerful topics, we made sure that we would bring in someone who has an expertise in that topic, and Laura was kind of our first. She was the guinea pig. We had, you know, a tragedy in the city, and a lot of people reached out to us and they said, you guys should talk about this on the radio. We have a lot of youth that don't know what to do, how to express their feelings, maybe going through the same thing. And me and Vern just looked at each other like, I don't know, this might be bigger than us to handle, because, you know, we don't have direct experience in dealing with people who may be suicidal or even giving advice to someone. Like, I mean, our advice would be like, hey, feel better.
Don't do it.
So literally we were racking our brains trying to figure this out, and I remember it being like probably like 9:30, 10 at night. I saw a flyer. It had Laura's email on it, and literally a shot in the dark, I emailed her, and she emailed right back. I don't know what you were doing on your email at that time of night. but she was like, I was like, hey, this is the situation. We do a show. It'd be great if you would come in. And the next day, she was here, and it was a extremely powerful show. They actually allowed us to go over our time slot because so many people were tuning in and giving feedback that they were like, no, can you guys stay on the air now? And ever since, she's been coming back, and we've been participating in the Out of the Darkness walk, and it's been a great partnership.
Yeah. And not only that, I just want to add that not only has she been coming back, but she's built relationships with a lot of other very important people. And I have to shout this guy out. I'm going to see him on Saturday. Slay, I know you get to see him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But Kenneth Michael Cole, man. I've got to give him a shout out.
Michael Cole.
Because we're going to see him on Saturday. But she not only has she used our platform to be able to get the word out, she's always helped our platform and given us great guests. So we can't really thank Laura enough. And I know sometimes she jokingly says that, you know, we bring her back for this. Like, she really took us to another level. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no show that on here that can do what we can do because we have relationships with, like, the head person.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to give her another clap, man.
Yes.
You know. And Zach, I know you're happy. It's your mom. But. So, Laura, welcome back.
Thank you. You guys are always so nice to me. But, you know, it's definitely a partnership that we've built, and we appreciate you guys just as much for allowing us to get the word out. It's so hard to reach communities sometimes, and this show is really a great way to do that. So definitely appreciate it on both ends. But I'm a little nervous because I hope I'm living up to my son. I brought my son with me today as the special guest, so I hope he lives up to the reputation.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to rough him up a little.
He's your son. It's going to be fun.
Let us know if he didn't do any chores or anything. Really bring
this
it out.
Time
wait,
us
he's
this
supposed
time.
To do chores?
This is the time to let us know.
So let me tell you guys a quick story. So the Out of Darkness Walk is coming up. So I'm at work, and I'm trying to get people involved in it. So one of the girls, and I work in a place, I'm not going to say the name, but we have district places like sales managers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there is one down in Poughkeepsie area or something like that. So the girl down there, she had a problem. She was like, hey, you know, the guy that's running it, he's not getting back to me. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm like, you know what? I got somebody for you. Mm. Here, email this person. She'll take care of everything. I just drop Laura's name anytime. And it seems like things get done. But, yeah, I'm really excited. And, like I said, my job is going to participate. I will be marching with the fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, walking with the fellas. So, first I want to talk about the walk, Laura. And then we want to talk to Zach. And then, like always, you know what this is, right? It's been a while.
Is that when you try to stump me with the myth and fact?
It's been a while.
Myth-busters.
We got to bring it up just for the people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one thing that we try to do is we try to challenge our guests, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not, you know, we know you like the smartest person we know. Because mm-hmm. I remember the first time we did this, she killed.
Yeah, she killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we didn't even prepare.
Hey, I think you've stumped me once though. You got one question.
We got one before.
I think I made that question up too. I only think it was real.
That was on the fly. That was on the fly.
We might have a better record than your soccer team, Zach.
Zach, you don't have to take that.
That was a warning.
We're getting better.
Zach, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners?
So I'm Zach. I am Laura's son. I am a senior. I go to Columbia High School. And, yeah, I'm just happy to participate in the walk this weekend, happy to bring everyone out, kind of show that it's more than just working with older people. It's working with all generations, all mm-hmm. youth, all older people, just to show, to kind of raise awareness and show what it really means to be there.
Well, he came out on fire.
He's dope.
See? He's on fire. There
Wait,
you go.
Hold on. He's dope. I'm going to tell you why.
Slay woke him up with that shot.
Yeah.
But you want to know why he's dope? Whenever I was around my mother, especially at 17, there's no way I'm saying my mother's first name clean. I'm not saying it clean.
Uh-huh.
You went smooth with that. Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're dope, man.
You ain't even get a side eye, nothing.
It's better than what he normally calls me at home. So,
So well, Zach, you know, you could talk about the walk. Just talk about the walk and when it is and what it means to you and what it means to the community, and when I say the community, I mean the community as a whole, but the community of people that might be dealing with something like this or someone related to someone that's dealing with something like suicide. I can't say this. You heard me say this? Laura, you're supposed to correct me. I should not be afraid to say a word. Right, Laura?
Yeah.
Right? I kind of did that on purpose, but you didn't correct me.
So you stumped number two?
She's like, I can't deal with two kids.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of worried about what he's going to say right now, so you're on your own.
All right, Zach, so go ahead and talk to us.
So basically, what I got roped into this, I was roped, but so she started kind of doing, get into all this when I was in sixth grade, and I didn't really know a lot about kind of what the community was, all the different things that all the like different resources they had, and I didn't really know. And so when I started to become more educated about mental health and everything in general, I started to notice a lot of people not necessarily struggling but having a hard time, just mm-hmm. people that needed a way to reach out and didn't really know how. And I felt that it was important to me, important to these people, to kind of have a way to reach out. And so I feel that the walks are a very good way to do that. They mm-hmm. lots of people just come together, all different kinds of backgrounds, everything. You just meet people that have all been through the same things as you, and it's great to see all these different people coming together, supporting each other in all different ways.
Woo! Ooh,
I got to give them a clap. Yeah.
Laura was so nervous.
Slay,
That was well done.
Thank you.
That was well done. I was watching Laura's face. I thought she was going to pass out. He got it. He has it.
Almost hit the panic button.
So what does it mean to you to see your mom doing this kind of work and people speaking so highly of her?
I think it's really, really important. My favorite part about it is I'll meet someone, and the first thing I say, exactly like you guys said, they'll talk about how great and all the wonderful things she does. I really, really admire that, because she could just do her job, go every day, just do what she has to do, but she makes an effort, a conscious effort, to make sure she's connecting with everyone she talks to. Mm. She's putting a conscious effort forward to really bring a personality to these walks that I really, really think is important, especially to this community that needs it.
Oh, man, it's like, you know, he's going to eat.
We are recording this, though. But I think that's extremely important, because, you know, a lot of us do, like, powerful work. And our kids really understand but don't really understand. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, like, it's good to, like, be in a place and hear it, like, away.
I wanted to ask you, being at your age and being that you've gotten exposed to this so young, mm-hmm. how have you been able to help kids around your age to be able to see the importance of this walk, and has that affected your friends?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it doesn't even have to be something complicated. Even something just seeing someone that maybe not even having a good day and just saying, hey, how are you doing? You all right? You know, just being able to have the knowledge to know to just have that conversation, not really be afraid to just open up about that. There are several times when I've seen my friends maybe not having a hard time, just say, hey, I can get someone to talk to. You can go to a guidance counselor. Just knowing and having the information that I need to help all my other friends and people, it really, really has helped me a lot in my development.
All right, man, I'm just handing these claps out. I don't know.
Save some for me.
I don't know, Lloyd. He's good.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Grace Seegers at CBS News reports that the National Republicans have released a second attack ad against Antonio Delgado, the Democrat running against freshman Republican John Faso in New York's 19th Congressional District. The ad, released by the National Republican Campaign Committee September 12, has no narration but mashes up statements from Delgado with his 2006 hip-hop album. Delgado says in a clip from one of his campaign ads, and I quote, "We owe it to our country to restore the American dream," end quote, that is set against Delgado rapping, and I quote, "criticize, that's what a patriot does," end quote. Amanda Purcell in Columbia Green Media reports that the Hudson Common Council votes on raises for three employees at its September 18th meeting. Hudson Mayor Rick Rector said, and I quote, "I think all three raises are merited. The city has changed a lot, so it should have been done last year. It is time to be as fair as we possibly can to everyone that deserves it without breaking the bank," end quote. If passed, City Treasurer Heather Campbell's salary would increase by $14,854 to $75,000. City Clerk Tracy Delaney's salary would increase by $4,156.36 to $75,000. And City Code Enforcement Officer Craig Haig's salary would increase by $6,784 to $55,000. The vote on the raises will be at 7 p.m. September 18th at the Hudson Area Library, 51 North 5th Street. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Broadway World reports that Stephanie Monceau, the Bindle Diff Family Circus's co-founder, is the new ringmaster for the Big Apple Circus. That troupe is in its 41st season and is at Lincoln Center's Damrosch Park from October 20th, 2018 through January 27th, 2019. The Hudson-based Bindle Diff Circus released a statement on social media that said in part, and I quote, "Stephanie is a powerhouse on stage and off, and we're thrilled that Big Apple's audiences will get to know how amazing she is," end quote. Read the full story in Broadway World. On September 12th, Albany Executive Dan McCoy signed the law expanding a foam-based product ban in the county. The Albany Times-Union reported earlier that the Albany County Legislature voted August 13th
23 to 13 for a more complete polystyrene ban in the food service industry. Now businesses that use styrofoam products will need to switch to recyclable or compostable materials or face fines. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that Ulster County Executive Michael Hine on September 12th signed the Ulster County Human Rights Protection Act of 2018 into law. Hine said, and I quote, "We have empowered our Human Rights Commission to first mediate, but ultimately to also have teeth and make sure that people's human rights are not violated in this county. It provides an easy, local access point for people through our local Human Rights Commission here in Ulster County to make sure that whether it is gender or whether it is sexual orientation or race, irrespective of any of the categories, people are not having their human rights violated in Ulster County without some level of recourse," end quote. The law replicates a state regulation and adds a local venue in which to mediate and settle complaints. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather updates, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
In a major victory for migrant families forcibly separated by immigration officials at the border, up to 1,000 of these asylum seekers will receive a new chance to have their claims heard. The settlement comes after asylum seekers filed multiple lawsuits saying they were forced to argue for asylum while traumatized by the fact that their children had just been torn away from them.
Spanish Parliament have voted to exhume the remains of former fascist ruler Francisco Franco. He has been buried in the mausoleum where tens of thousands of those who died during the Spanish Civil War are also buried. The decision is a result of an extremely divisive vote this Thursday.
Kansas plans to spend more than $4.6 million on election security grants over the next 5 years as it aims to tighten cybersecurity, modernize voting equipment, audit election results, and safeguard voter rolls, according to a report released Thursday by the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. Kansas has already received more than $4 million from the federal government under the assistance program. The state contributed nearly $219,000 in matching funds.
New photographs appear to show that millions of water bottles intended for relief in Puerto Rico never were delivered to the tarmac. They have remained for an entire year after Hurricane Maria hit the island. The news comes as Trump continues to deny estimates that reached over 3,000 casualties.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts partly sunny Friday with high near 77, a low around 60. Saturday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 2 p.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 78 and a low around 61. And Sunday should be mostly sunny and clear with a high near 79 and a low around 59. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported Creative Community Radio. Most of the election results for the primary election for state and local offices Thursday, September 13th are in. Governor Andrew Cuomo is the winner for governor against Cynthia Nixon. At 9:30 p.m., the Associated Press called the election for Cuomo, who won roughly 65% to 34%. Nixon called Cuomo to concede in a concession speech. She said, quote, "In our campaign, we took on one of the most powerful governors, and it wasn't easy," unquote. Cuomo stayed at home in Albany on election night. He has been avoiding reporters for 2 days. Nixon nearly doubled the amount of votes Zephyr Teachout got in a primary against Cuomo in 2014, and her vote total would have beaten him that year too. But Cuomo also got more votes this year, as turnout was much higher. There were more than 1.1 million votes cast in 2018 in this primary, compared to about 570,000 in 2014. Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins and Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro faced Cuomo on the November ballot. The AP also called the lieutenant governor race for Kathy Hochul, who won about 53% of the vote, versus Jumaane Williams. She faces Republican Julie Killian and the Green Party's Gia Lee in November. Letitia James, the New York City public advocate, beat Zephyr Teachout, Sean Patrick Maloney, and Leticia Eve in the Democratic primary for attorney general. James will face Republican Keith Walford and Michael Sussman on the Green Party line, Vincent Messina on the Independence Party line, and Nancy Slua on the Reform line in November. Slua won the Reform Party primary for attorney general, beating Michael Diedrich and Christopher Garvey with 53% of the vote. Locally, Tistra Hotling is leading Don Boisian both in Rensselaer County and in Columbia County. In Columbia County, 271 to 150 was the total for Hotling, the New Lebanon town clerk. In Rensselaer County, she got 54% of the vote to Boisian's 45%. The winner takes on Republican Jake Ashby in the 107th Assembly District in November. Juan Figueroa leads incumbent Paul Van Blarkum in a Democratic primary for the Ulster County Sheriff nomination, several thousand more votes than Van Blarkum, who previously got the Democratic nominations, but not this year, after he was photographed with Donald Trump and said several controversial statements as sheriff. We may have buried the lead, though. The biggest story of the night was that actual Democrats may take over the New York State Senate in November, as several of the IDC Democrats who voted with Republicans are losing primary elections around the state. Six of eight former IDC members lost their primary elections, which sets the stage for Democrats to take over if they win in November. Two other Independence Party races in the Assembly District 106 for the Independence Party line. Democrat Assembly Member Dee Dee Barrett is losing slightly to challenger William Truitt, 229 to 224, with 75 of 81 districts reporting. The Independence Party line in Rensselaer County for district attorney, incumbent Joel Abelov, is behind Mary Pat Donnelly, 637 to 457. See these election results and more on the newsroom at wgxc.org.
What?
Do you realize what today is?
It's the 13th.
Close. This is, it's not Friday, so don't worry about that. It's the last day of...
Oh,
God. Where's my sound effects?
Oh.
Is there a crying on here? I don't know.
Alana, yeah. Can I bring her into the studio?
Yes. There? Alana, get in here. Alana, we need you. Alana. Is she coming? Yes. Here we go. We are being joined by Alana Medlock.
Hi.
Because this is the last time we're going to get to talk to her.
Keep it together, Tom.
I just can't do it. Ellen, take over.
Ellen, you might have to slap him. Oh, I didn't say that.
What if I see one person cry? No.
It actually feels like this is the hot seat to be, like, on your show.
I know. Like, we just whoa. Got you there. So what's next, Alana?
I feel nervous.
Where are you going? What's better than here?
Nowhere. I'm going nowhere.
Where are you going? I'm staying here.
I'm not moving away. I'm still going to be doing stuff with the station.
Oh, that's good to know.
So I'm really not going very far.
But you're giving up your position? Your
my current position.
Who's going to bring me coffee and get my cleaning?
I don't know. I think you should send a memo to the powers that be and see how that goes.
Yeah, I know, because you never did it.
I never did it, not once. I don't think I did.
No.
Well, I've never known this. Do you live in Hudson?
No, I live in Saugerties in Ulster County.
Oh, I knew that, Ellen. I asked.
Which is asked. Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, Jimmy Fallon's hometown.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, we're going to miss you.
Thank you. I'm going to miss you guys.
Don't start.
You're going to be around? I mean...
Yeah, for sure. I might even move to Green County.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but sort of looking around.
Yeah.
Then I'd be officially in the GXC listening area.
Yeah, there you go.
Because Saugerties, you can get it in little spots, but you don't really get the FM full on in Saugerties. I mean, you get the stream fine, but...
Yeah.
Okay, well...
It's harder to get it there.
This is our farewell to you, Alana Medlock.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, God, that goes on for.
Thank
and that
you.
Was enhanced by real hand clapping.
Yay. Thank
okay,
you.
Goodbye. We have okay, to say bye. Our goodbyes.
All right, it's that time.
It's that time.
All right, be okay. well, everybody.
Oh, geez, look at that.
Thank you.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson, Catskill, WGXC.org on the internet. And what else, Ellen? We got the record fair on Sunday. We got Basilica on Friday. We have form-based coding every time.
Yeah. Every time we should.
Say
it's
something
really
nice, Ellen, before we hang up.
Well, it's been a pleasure co-hosting with you.
Okay.
And here at WGXC,
I did that part
Acre,
already.
Hudson, okay. Catskill, 90.7 FM.
Okay, goodbye.
Coming up on the WGXC 90.7 FM community program schedule for Friday, September 14th, Tom Rowe starts the day in Acre with the WGXC morning show from 9 to 11 a.m., featuring election results from the state and local primary elections, plus an interview from our partner station in Troy, WOOCLP, with Aaron Glad, a Democrat who is running for the 43rd state Senate seat. Programming shifts to Hudson at 11 a.m. with Frederick Arnold and City Folk. And at 3 o'clock, a preview of the WGXC Record Fair, September 16th at Basilica Hudson. Vendors Caroline and Ethan from Weird Babes will be talking about their zine that focuses on works in progress and works in process. And later on in the evening, the Friday Night Vibe session with DJ Var from 9:30 to midnight.
Tune in Saturday, September 15th to Transmission Arts on the radio. Radio news at 5 a.m. with the Counterspin Media Show and then the Rain Report and ARR Audio News. The Future of What looks at the music industry at 6 a.m. Amateur Radio Newsline is on at 7 after the news. And then Glenn Hauser's World of Radio is on at 7:30. The Radio Survivor Show is a magazine show about radio at 8 a.m. Then the latest episode of Donald Trump Theater is on at 9 a.m. after the local news on Wave Farm, Standing Wave Radio, and WGXC. The band Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah is at the Colony Cafe September 15th. Here is their song, Down Is Where I Wanna Be.
To the weather, I show you I don't care about no lucky streak.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
This is Echo. You are listening to WJFC Acre. Creative Community Magical Radio.
I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Thank you.